A new appeal to promote children's rights and protect them from the tragedies of war, hunger, trafficking and abuse. That's the aim of a new mobilisation for children, launched in Geneva on Thursday by the International Catholic Child Bureau and other non-governmental organisations working in the field of child care and protection. 20 years ago, in 1989, the United Nations drew up and adopted a Convention on the Rights of the Child, a document which has been ratified by all but two countries of the world, Somalia and the United States. Yet as the new appeal points out, two decades on, many of the lofty goals enshrined in that convention are being denied on a daily basis, with children dying from easily preventable diseases, being drafted into armed conflicts or being trafficked, tortured and exploited for profit or pornography.
I remember, for example, that in a city like Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, some 60,000 children live on the street, not necessarily all orphans or war victims, but the children who may have run away from home for some reason or another, or that are part of the process of urbanization that is taking place in many of the developing countries of the world.
Archbishop Silvano Tomasi worked for many years as the Vatican's representative in the Horn of Africa, but today he serves as the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva, where these 20th anniversary celebrations have been taking place.
First of all, the importance of the Convention on the Rights of the Child needs to be put in front of the attention of the international community once more. Because most states of the world have ratified this convention, with the exception of Somalia and, for some technical reasons, the United States. But notwithstanding the convention clear language in defense and in support of the development of the children everywhere in the world, there remain enormous problems. There are children still being recruited into armies, especially rebel armies or non-state military groups. There are children that are forced to work in very dangerous conditions, children that are trafficked and sold into practical slavery, either for work or for sexual abuse. So the problems remain, and with the present economic crisis, there is the risk that millions of children may not have the attention they deserve in terms of food and medicine, so that their growth is stunted and they will remain conditioned by these handicaps for the rest of their lives. For this reason, it was important on the part of Catholic organizations, and as well as by some men and women of goodwill from all kind of walks of life, to re-emphasize the importance of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And as a side event within the United Nations building, the Bureau International Catholique de l'Enfance has organized some special activities. First of all, the launching of this world, this global appeal for a new mobilization on behalf of children, which is a kind of manifesto that puts the attention and indicates the areas where this new engagement should take place: education for children, food for children, love for children that are abandoned, like street children that are without any point of reference. So there is the desire through this global appeal to sensitize world opinion once more on the needs of the children.
As you say, this was the, or is the, most widely ratified convention, I believe, of them all. And yet the problem seems to be how to implement the goals that are laid out in that convention and presumably in this new appeal. Are there any practical suggestions contained in the manifesto as to how this could be done?
Yes. First of all, the global appeal recalls that the critical points that are in the Convention of the Rights of the Child should be abided by all states who have ratified this convention. Then it calls on local communities to really express the political will to translate into concrete actions the big principles that are outlined in the convention by, for example, separating in prisons children from adults and to have special parts or buildings so that children may not be mixed up with adults and be exposed to all kinds of dangers. Then also the need to have practical structures for children who are abandoned or who have nobody, no adult that takes care of them. By this I mean like houses where children can get an education and can have enough food to grow in a normal, healthy environment, to have, especially those who are the many hundreds of thousands of children who are affected by HIV infection, that they may have antiretroviral medicines. There are all kinds of practical suggestions that would, if respected, if implemented, would really translate the big principles of the convention into a change of life and specific forms of protection for the children.
Pope Benedict has also sent a special message, hasn't he, for this anniversary?
Yes, the sensibility of the Holy Father for the protection of children is well known, and he wants to participate even in events like this one that marks the 20th anniversary of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, with its own not only special blessing, but giving suggestions that would encourage the Catholic engaged in the service of children to continue their mission and to enlarge it so that the children will really benefit from the love and the respect that of their dignity that is proper of the activity of the Church. You know, sometimes even in the Church, there have been lack of respect for children, and unfortunately, this has been something that is a blot on the behavior of Church personnel, but by far, the service of the Church through its thousands of schools, through orphanages, through the direct involvement in the protection of street children or children affected by HIV/AIDS shows that the totality, we can say, of the Catholic and Christian community is really committed, not just in words, but through daily action, to love and to protect the children.
And my thanks there to Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva.